This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Well, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Midweek already. Guess that's a benefit of having a holiday midweek. Saw a list on the internet of 7 reasons why life is better today than 40 years ago. Pretty good list, too, including healthier food choices, online shopping, advances in medical science, computer-generated graphics, more media, and instant communication. I don't know. Are we better off? 40 years ago sure seemed more fun and less stressful. Of course, I was in high school. There's a company called the Applestone Meat Company in New York. It sells more than 3,000 pounds of meat every week from their 4 vending machines. 24/7 fresh, juicy meat at your convenience. Machines are outside their headquarters, with each one dispersing a different kind of meat. There's one for beef, one for lamb, one for pork, one for ground meats and sausages. Basically, meat on demand. Of course, we have our own meat vending from Bob's at Wolverine Hardware. A new museum dedicated to all things marijuana. The 9,000-square-foot Cannabation Cannabis Museum has 12 exhibit rooms, including the so-called 420 room, including a large 420 light installation. But the main attraction is said to be a 24-foot-tall glass bong dubbed Bongzilla. Museum's founder, J.J. Walker, says it's made out of glow-in-the-dark glass and actually is fully functional. Oh, boy. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Saw this story on Fox News. The telltale signs, it's time to quit your job and move on. They say if you stay on too long after these symptoms start turning up, you could hurt your career. You dread going to work. You know more than your boss. The company is circling the drain. You're out of the loop. You've lost your passion. Your boss isn't going anywhere. There's no room for advancement. Your health is suffering, and so is your personal life. Oh, you think you'd know it was time to go long before all that happened to you. A woman in the UK went into surgery for a hysterectomy and woke up with 2 front teeth missing. Doctors say they can't account for the missing teeth, and they have no idea what might have happened. She says, obviously, they broke her teeth trying to insert the breathing or anesthesia tube down her throat during the procedure, and they just won't own up to it. The hospital is investigating. A new study figured out why women are always cold at the office. Not sure it's always just women. It's because most buildings are still cooled using standards from the 1960s. They're using numbers based on the metabolism of men. And since men are usually heavier and more muscular, they're more comfortable when it's cooler. Meanwhile, women are freezing. So what's the answer? Seems like there really isn't one. Even as smart thermostats become more popular, men and women just need different temperatures. Well, I know that's true at home. Annie's wearing a sweater in hot weather. I got the fan blowing directly on me. Speaking of cool, a new study by the University of Virginia discovered high school, quote, cool kids, unquote, more often than not, go on to be losers later in life. They're more likely to experience problems as adults, including drugs, alcohol, and crime. Research says as the cool kids try to maintain their cool images over time, the teens need more and more extreme behavior, and that's what gets them into trouble. More research, this time from the University of North Florida, that discovered climbing a tree is good for your brain, proprioception abilities. And before you say, what the heck is that? It's your body's ability to sense its position and movement in space. And it combines your proprioception with other factors like locomotion and navigation. So it really jazzes up the brain. They say after climbing a tree, your working memory can improve by up to 50%. A tattoo artist in Cincinnati has shared the most and least painful places to get a tat. Some of the worst spots are on the face, hand, butt cheeks, inner thigh, and foot. The best spots are the arms, lower legs, and shoulders. Scientists in Australia say they finally figured out the best hangover cure. It's an Asian pear. They found people who ate a pear or drank pear juice before they got schnockered had very mild hangovers, less memory loss, and less trouble concentrating. Well, by the way, you may or may not be able to get these pears at the grocery store, and they haven't tested it with the green pears that are common. All right. Knucklehead news out of Saudi Arabia today. I'm not sure anyone has strong enough self-esteem to make it through something like this. A woman from Al Kanfunda, Saudi Arabia, recently filed for divorce from her husband. And her reason was he's, quote, ugly. Very ugly. The judge tried to talk her into reconciling, but she stood by her decision. Her husband isn't just ugly, he's also clearly irresponsible. He's missed their first two court dates. But odds are he's stalling because women need a judge to grant them a divorce in Saudi Arabia. And as long as he keeps avoiding court, he'll keep avoiding the end of the marriage. And that's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Have buzzable material for me? Email Paul at WCSY.com. Leave a message on Facebook or Twitter. Just drop the info off in person here, right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors on M140 in South Haven. There is a drop box on the outside of the building if it's after hours or nobody's here over lunch or whatever. I put all the shows on our website so you can listen online anytime at WCSY.com. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day. And Merry Christmas!